Okay, so ready to dive in. Today, we're taking a look at security fundamentals.
Sounds good.
And we're going to be using an excerpt from The Essence of Information Security. It's like our jumping-off point.
Cool.
When people think about security, I feel like they often just immediately jump to like, oh, that's just firewalls and passwords.
Yeah,
But it's
it's so much more than that.
a much bigger idea than that.
Yeah, it's a really fundamental concept.
Right. Like you can apply it to so many things, and we're going to talk about that today.
Absolutely.
So the source material, right off the bat, it defines security as protection against threats.
Right.
And it very specifically mentions that these threats can be both intentional, like somebody's trying to break into your system, or accidental, like.
Like somebody spills coffee on a server or something.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And it uses this very specific word, adversaries. So in that context, when we talk about security, who are the adversaries?
Well, it really depends. I mean, if you're talking about national security, an adversary could be another country, right?
Right.
It could be a terrorist organization. It could even be like a sophisticated cybercrime group.
Like those are our modern day pirates.
Yeah, exactly. And these days, I mean, you don't necessarily need to have a physical invasion to disrupt a nation's functions, right?
Right.
I mean, think about it. You could have like a crippling cyber attack that targets like a power grid,
Oh, yeah.
financial systems, election infrastructure.
No, that's scary.
It's a different kind of battleground now.
Yeah, it's like a whole different way to wage war, essentially, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you even, like, how does a nation even begin to defend against something like that, like a large-scale cyber attack?
Well, that's a huge question,
Yeah.
and national security now has to go way beyond just the military, right?
It's a lot more than just like tanks on the ground.
It is. I mean, obviously protecting your citizens and your resources and your territory, that's still like a fundamental part of national security. But now you also have to think about protecting all those critical functions that we were just talking about, like the power grid, the financial system.
Yeah, and even like the internet itself. Like if
Exactly.
the internet goes
Deepening
down,
chaos.
yeah, everything stops.
And so things like intelligence gathering, diplomacy, international cooperation, and then having really strong cybersecurity infrastructure, like
Oh, yeah.
those are all crucial parts of how a nation protects itself now.
It's almost like security is becoming a lot more about resilience than just like pure strength,
Right.
right? Like it's not just about being the strongest, it's about being able to adapt and withstand these different kinds of attacks.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about bouncing back. It's about having backups.
Yeah.
It's about being able to keep going even if something bad happens.
So all of that's national security. It's a little hard to relate to as like a normal person.
Yeah. It feels very big picture.
It does. It feels very big picture.
Yeah.
But how does this whole concept of multifaceted security, like how does that translate to the organizations that we work for or the organizations that we interact with every day?
Yeah, it's the same idea at a smaller scale,
Right.
right? So just like a nation needs a strategy, companies need a holistic approach to security too, right?
Got it.
You can't just focus on one thing.
You can't just be like, oh, we've got strong passwords, so we're good.
Exactly. So like you got to think about personnel security, right?
Agree, yeah, like making sure your employees are following good security practices.
Exactly, especially now that everyone's working from home and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like when they're logging in from Starbucks or whatever.
Exactly. Like, how are you making sure that they're accessing data securely from wherever they are? And then you've got security of operations, which
Yeah.
is, I mean, it's a whole other can of worms, right? That's everything from having like good physical security measures at your office to
Sure.
like being able to keep your business running if there's a natural disaster or a power
Oh,
outage.
like disaster recovery.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And then, of course, you've got to protect your
Yeah,
infrastructure.
your servers and stuff.
Yeah, all your computers, your networks, your software.
Because like those are the things that are actually holding your data.
Exactly. And they're vulnerable too.
Oh, yeah, for
I
sure.
mean, you hear about all these sophisticated attacks now, like these supply chain attacks
Yeah.
that target vulnerabilities in software and hardware.
So it's like someone could hack into the company that makes your software
Right?
and then like get into your systems through that.
Exactly. It's scary
It
stuff.
is really scary.
Yeah, so you have to be thinking about all those things.
So you're saying that, every organization, every company, they have to basically just be constantly thinking about what are all the ways that someone could attack us
Yep.
and then trying to plug up all those holes.
That's what security is. It's all about anticipating those weaknesses, those points of failure, and then shoring them up.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not just about reacting to attacks, it's about trying to prevent them in the first place.
So like proactively thinking ahead.
Exactly.
But I want to kind of like zoom in a little bit because our source material here is really focusing on information security.
Okay.
Which I think is especially relevant now,
yeah,
you know, in our increasingly digital world.
Absolutely. I mean, information is everything these days.
Right. Like everything is data.
It is. It is. And the Committee on National Security Systems, or CNSS, they define information security as protecting the information itself.
Okay.
And also protecting all the systems that handle that information.
Okay. So it's not just about the data. It's about the whole ecosystem around the data.
Exactly.
So like the computers, the networks, the software.
All of it.
Even the people.
Oh, absolutely. The people are a huge part of it.
Because, I mean, like, you could have the strongest encryption in the world. But if somebody falls for a phishing scam and gives away their password,
you're done.
Yeah, doesn't matter how strong your systems are.
Yeah, that's why layered security is so important.
Okay.
Our source material really emphasizes this point that it's not enough to just have one strong security measure.
Like one really strong lock on the door.
Right. You need to have multiple layers of protection.
Like an alarm system and a guard dog and like...
Exactly. Exactly.
A moat with crocodiles.
Yeah. Well, maybe not crocodiles.
Okay. No crocodiles.
But you get the idea, right?
I do. I do.
It's like, you know, when you layer up your clothing in different weather conditions.
Okay. Yeah.
You wear a base layer, then a sweater, then a jacket, right?
Right.
Each layer adds an extra level of protection.
I like that. That's a good analogy. So instead of just having a strong password, you might also have multi-factor authentication.
Right.
So that even if somebody gets your password, they still can't get into your account.
Exactly.
And then for network security, you could have firewalls, intrusion detection systems,
right,
even something like data loss prevention software.
Yeah, all working together to create a really strong barrier.
So it's like each layer is a safeguard.
Yeah.
And it just makes it that much harder for an attacker to get through.
Exactly. And if one layer fails, the other layers are there to back it up.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's all about creating a defense in depth.
So if this layered security approach is so effective, why do we still hear about so many data breaches and security incidents? Like, it feels like every day there's a new story about some company getting hacked.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
And honestly, it just highlights the fact that security, it's not a one-time thing, right? It's not like you set it and forget it.
Yeah.
It's a constant process.
Okay.
It's something that you have to be working on all the time.
So, like, it's not a destination, it's a journey.
Exactly.
Okay.
Technology is always changing.
Yeah. There's always some new vulnerability.
There is. There is. And the attackers are getting smarter all the time, right?
Like they're always coming up with new ways to attack.
They are. They are. And then, you know, you always have to factor in human error.
Yeah. People make mistakes.
People make mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes can have big consequences.
So it's really about just constantly being vigilant, adapting to new threats,
yeah,
patching vulnerabilities,
yeah,
training your employees.
Absolutely.
And like always trying to anticipate what's coming next.
Right. You always got to be one step ahead.
Okay. So kind of a big question here.
Okay.
As technology keeps advancing at this incredible pace, you know, what new security challenges do you see coming up in the future? Like, what should people be thinking about?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. It is. But you're the expert.
Well, I think as we become more and more reliant on all these interconnected systems, you know, from smart homes to self-driving cars.
Yeah, the Internet of Things.
Exactly, exactly.
It's like everything's connected now.
It is. And that means that the potential attack surface, it just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, because there's more points of entry.
Exactly.
So I feel like we're going to see a lot more of these really large-scale attacks, like the ones we were talking about earlier.
I think so, yeah. And artificial intelligence, I mean, that's going to play a huge role in security.
Oh, yeah, in both good ways and bad ways, right?
In both ways, absolutely. I mean, you can use AI to defend against attacks.
Right.
But the attackers are going to be using AI, too.
Right, to launch even more sophisticated attacks.
Exactly.
And then there's quantum computing, which I feel like is still kind of like science fiction-y.
Yeah, it's a little out there still, but it's coming.
It's coming.
And when it gets here, I mean, it has the potential to completely change the game.
Yeah, because it could break all of our current encryption methods.
Right, which means we'll have to find totally new ways to protect sensitive data.
So it seems like the future of security is going to be all about adapting and innovating and just staying one step ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. It's a constant arms race.
Yeah, it's a never-ending battle.
It is, but it's an important one.
It is.
Because security is about protecting everything that we value.
Okay, wow. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
But I feel like I learned a lot.
Me too.
So thank you for taking us on this deep dive into security fundamentals.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
And for our listeners, as you're navigating this increasingly complex digital world, just remember, security is everyone's responsibility.
It really is.
It's not just up to the IT guys.
Nope.
You know, we all have to play our part.
Absolutely.
So stay informed, be proactive, and keep asking questions.
Those are the keys.
Because the more we understand about security, the better we can protect ourselves.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're good.
Sounds good.
Thanks again.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.